This month's Bark Hike is a joint venture between the environmental group and the Native Plant Society of Oregon's Portland chapter. We are joined today by Brady Hall from Bark to talk about it. Thanks for coming in, Brady.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Bark and the Native Plant Society of Oregon. What does Bark do, and what do the two organizations do together?
Well, Bark focuses on Mount Hood, restoring, defending, engaging the public in Mount Hood National Forest. The Native Plant Society of Oregon really focuses on like botany and like native plants all over the state. And it's really great to be able to collaborate with them on this hike so we can like merge our expertise.
Have you done hikes similar to this in the past?
This is a little bit different. We have collaborated with groups before. We like Cascadia Wild, we do about yearly. And but this is the first time with the Native Plants Society, so that'll be fun.
What can folks who attend expect on the hike? What will we be highlighting?
This month, we are highlighting native pollinators. We're going to go up to high elevation meadows or rocky bluffs and just check out what's blooming and talk about native plants and pollinators and why. We're doing the restoration work right now. We're doing for them.
How large is the group that you take up there?
Oh, it all depends. Changes monthly, depending on the popularity. This will be a good one, though, so hopefully there'll be a big turnout. Usually 10 to 20s
for normal. For folks who have not been on one of these before, what can, in terms of how strenuous it is, what can they expect, and what should they gear up to take with them?
Well, we try to keep it very accessible, so we won't do a lot of long distances or elevation gain. Kids are welcome, absolutely. Dogs usually aren't, because we usually go off trail. So to protect resources, dogs usually can't come on our hikes. We meet at Trader Joe's at 9 a.m. on Sunday and carpool up to where we're going and be back by 5. So bringing a lunch and water and any clothes for the day's weather.
Is that the Trader Joe's in the Hollywood district?
Yes, in Hollywood.
I assume, because it's a Bark, we're talking about it, I assume that you're going to be traveling up or near Mount Hood for this hike?
Oh, yes. We'll be right up on Mount Hood, actually, right near Treeline, up near the, was it the Timberline Trail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So aside from this hike, what are some of the other projects that Bark's working on currently?
Well, Bark is always keeping an eye on logging projects is one of their big things. We lead this hikes every month, and this summer we're doing something really special called a base camp, where it's going to be a total of 4 weeks in the forest and bringing a whole bunch of people up there, a whole bunch of different groups. So if you want to find out more, you check out Bark's website, because that's really exciting and happening later this summer.
In terms of logging around Mount Hood, is the majority of the land below the tree line there publicly owned, or is it a mix of public and private?
It's mostly public. Mount Hood National Forest is, of course, all public. And that's what we focus on, is really protecting our public land, everybody's public land, and making sure it's being treated and restored how it should. There is a lot of state land and private land mixed in with public land, for sure. Makes things complicated.
As you're monitoring logging, have you noticed patterns in recent history regarding what's being logged around Mount Hood? Is there any consistency to it, or is it just kind of come and go as market forces demand?
It's a hard question to answer. I know that we have been noticing the logging being a little more aggressive lately. Mm-hmm. Like the timber sale planned for the Clackamas watershed includes the first like major clear cut of any logging sale in Mount Hood this century so far, I think. So the last 16 years. So that's definitely a concern for us, that they're going back in that direction that we had previously gotten away from.
So you mentioned native pollinators a few minutes back.
Yeah.
Being somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about flora and fauna, could you kind of tell us what that is? What are they? Why are they important?
Yeah. Native pollinators are amazing. Most people just think of European honeybees, but native pollinators range from tens of thousands of different kinds of bees, wasps, butterflies, moths, hummingbirds, even bats, and beetles and ants, and they're all really important. Our native pollinators are not just important for food production like the honeybee is, but really our ecosystems depend on them. Most flowering plants have to have pollinators to really complete their life cycle and have a healthy ecosystem. So they're really important, and they've been declining. So there's a push by the federal government, actually, the Pollinator Partnership Action Plan, and where the Forest Service and a bunch of organizations are working to improve native pollinator habitat. And that's actually what got BARC started in this. And we're doing this hike to kind of highlight that work and just share what we're doing and excited about.
What are the hallmarks of healthy habitat for native pollinators?
Well, I would say the biggest thing is probably continuity of habitat. Habitat fragmentation, so that the good plots of habitat are just too far apart. Pollinators can't find them. That's probably the biggest concern. And this federal program we're helping with is actually finding populations of native plants and then collecting seed for them to use in restoration projects and make that habitat less fragmented.
Concerning fragmentation, is there any sort of general rule for how big a break between habitats is tolerable by these native pollinators? I mean, or does it have to be completely contiguous? Can something as simple as a road interrupt their habitat, or does it have to be something larger, like a tree cut?
There's so many different pollinators that would definitely depend on the pollinator. Since most of them fly, a road wouldn't necessarily be the biggest barrier for pollinators, although roads definitely degrade habitat in a lot of ways that could negatively affect them. Logging is probably a really big part because logging really changes the community, the plant community, after it happens, and it really has to build back up. And so if you log places like too close together over, you know, even a decade or two, it can really, really start to degrade that habitat.
Do the is there a lot of generality? Why should I say? Do the native pollinators, do they really specialize in a small subset of species, or is there a lot of overlap between the types of plants that the various native pollinators are attracted to?
That, again, is a mixed bag. There's lots of generalists out there. We have some specialists, too. If you want to learn more, come on our hike and to our ecology night, and we'll be talking about stuff like that a lot of the time.
Well, we only have about a minute and a half left, so we should get that information out again. So folks who want to go on the hike should meet at Trader Joe's in the Hollywood District when?
At 9 a.m. on Sunday.
And they should expect an all day, but be back?
We should be back by 5, and we're going to carpool out there. So if you can drive, that would be great. If you can't, maybe bring some money to pay whoever is driving you. And spring a lunch, water, and clothes for the weather.
In addition to educating themselves on the hike, how else can folks get involved with BARC and in protecting our valuable habitat?
Well, besides coming on these hikes, they're always welcome to come volunteer with us. Just getting out into our public lands and sharing your experiences and enthusiasm can go a long way. And communicating your appreciation to them, of them, like to your elected officials. That's probably the best thing, actually.
Well, we are just about out of time, so we want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Brady Hall from BARC. He will be joining the BARC hike, I assume, correct?
Oh, yes.
Excellent, along with the Native Plant Society of Oregon, the Portland chapter. You can learn more about BARC at www.barkout.org, or you can go on Facebook to BARCOUT. To learn about the Native Plant Society, you can go to www.npsooregon.org, or you can find them also on Facebook at NPS Oregon. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.